Hello, lovelies. I'm Hollywood Leanne, and it's my favorite day of the week. Welcome to Everyone is Lovely, the podcast where I discuss all the lovely people that I see on TV. It's a solo recap today. As a matter of fact, I'm watching Vanderpump Rules right now. You guys, I had no intention of even making a recap, but I was just watching Vanderpump Rules, and Sheena was like, I'm not having a glass of champagne right now, no, because I'm on Zoloft, and I haven't had weed or alcohol for 3 weeks, and I just recently did no weed for like 13 days. I don't know. It just reminded me of myself. It was all triggered by the affair, you know. Now I'm diagnosed with OCD and anxiety, and I'm like, I love how Sheena just made this all about herself. And I'm like, hold on. You have anxiety. You need to be on Zoloft now because of Scandoval, something that didn't even happen to you, in very Sheena fashion. So that's why I have to talk about this. You guys, I could not help myself. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. And like Jazz Master says, I got something to say. So let's go.
Formerly terrible, now lovely, forever Delulu. It's Hollywood Leanne, and this is Everyone is Lovely.
Before we get into Vanderpump Rules, I have my lovely TV recommendations for you guys. Now, these are the TV shows that I recommend for you to watch that are lovely. The first one that I want to start with is Griselda on Netflix, played by Sofia Vergara. She's the cocaine cowboy queen. You guys need to watch this. It's so good. True story. Dive in. Like, I have a little chat with some of my girlfriends, and like, we have just been going crazy on the chat about Griselda. I find myself wanting to smoke a cigarette and go, yo soy Griselda Blanco. It's really, really good. You guys need to check that out. Griselda on Netflix. For my second lovely TV recommendation, I recommend watching RuPaul's Drag Race. It's premiering now on MTV. It's still stupid because they love stupid for some reason. And like, I don't know, like, they just really never cast funny queens, and they cast really young people. I really feel like they need to start shaping the format of the show based on the talent that they are hiring. You know what I mean? If you're going to hire these young queens, make it all about fashion. If you're going to hire people in their 30s and 40s, the people that have worked in the clubs for 10 years, the people that have had that life experience, the people that can volleyball with RuPaul and have that natural comedic comedy. I'm not saying that young people don't have comedic timing. It does seem like all the references that people know and like that are older that watch Drag Race, that RuPaul makes those jokes for, like, that's going to bounce off a seasoned queen that has been working the circuit for years. So I'm not saying it's the best season ever, but it's kind of getting back to that original format that I kind of grew up with, which is really cunty-ass drag queens. There's a mean bitch on there, Plain Jane. She's fierce. She's hot. She's hot as a boy. She kind of reminds me of Jimbo, and that's like the only kind of turn off. Drag Race is back. Watch it with me. It's fabulous. I will be covering it on the pod. You know, just sit back, relax. Let's talk about Vanderpump Rules. Let's start with the intros. So you guys, it looks really nice. Like, obviously, you know, Bravo, they really know how to shoot their shit. That shit looks amazing. But here's my problem with it. So we start right off the top, like they want to make Ariana and Katie like at the top of the show in the sandwich shop. You guys, I was on Robertson Boulevard today. Like, I parked my car in front of their sandwich shop. Well, I saw Ken first, and then I parked my car. So I went to Robertson Boulevard. I wanted my favorite, the crab cakes from the Ivy. And so I saw Ken Todd. And so I pulled over and I said, hi, how's Lisa? And he's like, hey, she's really good. You guys, there's nothing there. The sign is gone. Like, before, there was like a little sign, and it was painted like white and yellow, and it said something about her or something for her, whatever it's called. You could see inside, there was nothing. It looks like it's empty. Like, I don't know what's going on. But in the episode, they said everything's fine. They did the intro inside of the fucking shop, and it was like filled with extras and everything. But you guys, that is not open. It's not open. It's like some sort of false advertising. It's all I'm going to say. I'm not talking bad about the business, and I'm not slandering it in any way, but it's just not there, and it's not open. So I don't know what's happening. I don't know. But you know what I do know? Ariana is on fucking Broadway. She just came out as Roxy Hart two nights ago. I follow the Prima Donna or the Prima Donald on TikTok and IG. He follows me back on IG. He's cool. So he works for Bravo and he posted a video of Ariana coming out through the stage door. I commented, of course, keeping it lovely, but you know, there's always a little shade. So I just said, Sheena is summer crying. And I got a lot of likes. A lot of people liked it. Somebody was like, that's not it, Lala, or something. Someone called me Lala, which I was like, no, no. Hate the game, don't hate the player. So there is nothing but love for Ariana. Like, God willing, in a year, I'm on Broadway. God willing, in a year, I'm like coming out. There's like two movies, a book, a sandwich shop in the works, you guys. So God willing, like, Ariana is proof that you should never give up on your dreams. That shit, you just never know what can pop off. It's incredible. So James is California sober. He doesn't drink. He orders like espresso coffee drinks at the restaurant, which is classy. I like that. I like James. We've come a long way. You know, I've come a long way with all of the people on Vanderpump Rules because I even have love for Katie and her new lesbian haircut. It's super cute. And she was like kissing a girl in one of the commercials. So you guys, I don't know what's happening. Like, I have love for Katie and James, and like, I think I'm going to watch Vanderpump Rules this season. It's so interesting because, you know, you guys, this whole thing with Sandoval, I really wondered what the season was going to be about. I really wondered, like, obviously we're going to always see the aftermath and we're going to see Ariana's journey. And I don't know if they're filming right now. Oh, you know, actually, in that TikTok video of Ariana, I saw a camera. So they are filming. It would be stupid to not send Andy in a camera right now. Now Sheena thinks that her kiss with Schwartz in Vegas is going to be the new scandal and she's going to be on Broadway next year. Like, Sheena, I really, like, I don't even know what this kiss with Schwartz is about. And I don't care. Was she with Brock, though? Because he's going to really pretend to care so they could have a storyline. I don't know why Sheena really wants to be friends with Katie. Katie's never wanted to be friends with her. Katie's a lesbian now. Oh, my God. Speaking of lesbians, you guys, I heard that Kyle and Morgan broke up. Kyle has scrubbed Morgan from her Instagram. Kyle and Morgan are not together. I don't know what's happening, but I will find the scoop. But for now, I did watch the new episode of Beverly Hills Tonight. That shit was fucking boring. The only thing good about it was Erica drunk. Mercy, or the mercy in the purse. And she was all fucking, she was like, she was basically trying to tell everyone, you guys, you think I've never been drunk with like a bunch of really important people before? I know how to navigate my shit. And Dorit was kind of cracking me up too, because she was like, this bitch is like a drunk Rain Man. And I'm like, dude, Dorit is really coming in with like the little claps in the confessional. I wonder if she has like a little gay helping her, because they all, let me tell you, they all have a gaggle of gays helping all of the housewives at all times. Monica Garcia is all up in there too. She's part of the gaggle of gays. And this bitch made it on the damn show. You guys, Salt Lake City was crazy. I'm so glad it's over. And then I didn't really realize how bad it got with Heather and the whole black eye thing until she was on Watch What Happens Live. And she really talked, and she like really talked about how she really made up a bunch of lies. And Andy was like, yeah, you made like production people look bad. Like, people, like, could have lost their job. It was crazy. I don't know how she got off so scotch-free. She should be really held accountable for that. She looks amazing, though. She's clearly on Ozempic, allegedly. Anyways, let's get back to Vanderpump Rules. Ariana has a new man, and it's long distance. And I highly, highly, highly approve of this. I think long distance in the beginning is perfect, and I speak from experience, because you don't see each other that much and you miss each other and you're forced to really get to know each other by like via phone or FaceTime. And so, you know, we didn't even have FaceTime back then. It was just like text messages. So like, you're lucky you have FaceTime now, bitches. But long distance is great. And then when you see each other, you hump like animals. So Ariana has a new man. She's on Broadway. And the whole episode ends with Lala going, I've never seen someone get cheated on who suddenly becomes God. And that right there is Lauren from fucking Utah. James and Allie are super cute. It's so weird because when Allie asks James questions, like during their scenes, like, do you think you'll ever be friends with him? All I hear is like a podcaster. I don't hear his girlfriend. I hear like a podcaster because she used to be a podcaster with me. We used to podcast together. Yeah, there's a long story there. But they look happy and I think she's a good fit for him. So love for Allie and James. Dad, he said he's sober on his own accord. But then we got a flashback of Allie saying that she likes him better when he's sober. Because honestly, like, alcohol is fun. But if there's any kind of demon in you or if there's some unresolved issue, it will bring out all the bad stuff. So it's like alcohol is only great once in a while when you're having a really good time, when with your friends or you're on vacation. But even when you're on vacation, like if you get drunk multiple nights in a row, like there's got to be like a bad night where there's like a drunk night where you're like, ugh, and you're like negative or something. You know what I mean? Or you're telling like a story about someone who's wronged you and you're like regurgitating like all this negativity and someone's like, oh my God, you clearly haven't gotten over this. And you're like, no, I'm just passionate. And they're like, no, you're angry. People think we're fighting and you're just telling me a story, but you're like drunk and you're projectiling negativity. So that's what I'm saying, you guys, like alcohol brings out negative things. That's what they call it, spirits. It's a negative. It's a demon. You guys are like, that was oddly specific. Was that true? Maybe. Maybe not. That's why it's like everything is in moderation. So I'm glad that right now he's not drinking. And weed is fine. Like weed, there's like the only thing scary that happens on weed is when you scare yourself. Like that's the only thing that is scary about weed. You can scare yourself. You can get so high that you start thinking crazy shit is going to happen to you. And you need someone to hold you. Anyways, so James is, he has the pool now and everyone's going to come to his pool parties. Go James. I love when Ariana gave Tom Schwartz that little cold shoulder and he was like, hey, Ariana. I don't know why he calls her Ariana. Like, I would be annoyed that you haven't been able to pronounce my name for the last, 10 years? I love how he calls her the ice queen. She's like, she's just whoosh, ice queen. She's cold. And I'm like, yeah. She's Elsa, baby. She's frozen, and the cold has never bothered her anyway. I love a good ice queen, bitch. I love to be icy. Like, I'm a Taurus, so, like, I fucks with everybody, but, like, once you get the horn, there is no turning back, and there's just, like, ugh, bitch. If you have to be in the fucking corral with me, I will ice you out, baby. Ice, ice, baby. Ice, 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 baby. My lovely person of the week is going to go to Luann, you guys, because I miss Roni. I miss the ladies of New York City. Not the new bitches. Not them. And speaking of things that we're never going to see, we're never going to see that Ultimate Girls Trip, you guys. That shit with Brandy and Caroline Manzo is off the rails. I read Caroline's complaint. Like her formal complaint. Like the court documents. Wild. My friend said it best. Like, I told her mildly about what was happening, and she goes, why would Brandy pick Caroline out of everybody on that trip to do that to? She was like, she picked the most prudest bitch out of everybody to do that to. The one person who is dedicated to her man and family. The matriarch. I'm like, yeah, she knows what she's talking about. She's not wrong. She's not wrong. And my friend Jordy Cray asked Andy Cohen at BravoCon if we were ever going to see it. And he was like, yeah, we are. We're just, we're showing you some other stuff first. Look over here. Yeah, never going to happen. All right. My lovely person of the week. It goes to Luann De Lesseps because I miss her. Every time I see like some of my favorite housewives on other podcasts, I just get sad. Most of the time I've talked to a lot of housewives that I really wasn't interested in. Some of those, there's a handful that I have not interviewed, and Luann is one of them. She was just cracking me up. She was talking about the type of men that she likes. And she's like, I like European men. She's like, I married a European. I dated Jacques for 4 years. Like, I like men that are not afraid to get up in your stuff. The girls like meant physically, but she just meant like, I like a man that's going to reach over and like just grab your hand and kiss you. Or like, you know, someone that's just going to like put their hand on you. Like PDA. I'm a big PDA person. He's sexy. I'm about him. And I want everyone in the restaurant to know that I am just so attracted to him. I love that. That turns me on. So me and Luann are very much the same species. But that's just another tale in the book that I've told 1,000 times. She also said something else on the podcast that was cracking me up. Because they were like, vapes, are they classy? And Luann was like, yeah, vapes are classy. I fucking love Luann. But she was like, cigarettes are also classy. And I'm like, oh God, no, they're not. Here comes the European in her coming out. Because everyone in fucking Europe smokes. So she's like, yeah, cigarettes are classy. Who doesn't like a skinny menthol after a drink or after a meal? You know, it's like an after dinner mint. She was cracking me up. She compared a little tiny, like a little Virginia Slim or a Capri, like a little tiny menthol cigarette after dinner is considered like a little after dinner mint for her. I don't even smoke when I get drunk. You know, like some people love cigarettes when they get drunk. I don't. That would make me get the spins. That would gross me out. I would not have fun. I would get lightheaded. Maybe if I was like in Italy or like Lake Como or like Ibiza and I was like with some beautiful European man that was sweating all over me and he just could not stop chain smoking. So I was like, all right, give me a damn drag. Maybe. Luann is my lovely person of the week. It was a short and sweet little Vanderpump recap. I hope you liked it. I do have a couple guests coming on next week. We are going to be talking about The Traitors. We are going to be talking about Beverly Hills. I'm working on coming back into the studio physically. There's going to be some camera changes. I'm just really excited about 2024, you guys. Lots in store. I'm Hollywood Leon. It's my favorite day of the week. And we'll see you next time, lovelies.
Formerly terrible, now lovely, forever DeLulu, it's Hollywood Leanne